Times, I'm Ed Donahue. As he was leaving the White House, President Trump would not say under what conditions the U.S. would end strikes on Iran.
We have hit them harder than virtually any country in history has been hit, and we're not finished yet.
Iran has been firing on ships in the narrow Strait of Hormuz.
You talk to the CEOs of various oil companies, encouraging them to use the Strait of Hormuz
right now.
Wealthy nations are pledging a record release of emergency oil reserves in a bid to calm the surging prices. Fatih Birol is executive director of the International Energy Agency.
IEA countries have unanimously decided to launch the largest ever release of emergency oil stocks in our agency's history.
French President Emmanuel Macron says it amounts to the equivalent of 20 days of the volume normally exported through the Strait of Hormuz. Stocks are slipping in late-day trading on Wall Street as oil prices move higher. Tornadoes have killed two people in Indiana. Buildings were razed in Illinois. The threat of severe weather is not over. Amanda Lee is at the National Weather Service.
The primary threat is for damaging with wind gusts of up to 60 to 70 miles per hour. As you mentioned, a tornado is also possible, as well as potentially for hail up to the size of a quarter.
Parts of Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio remain under a tornado watch. The superintendent of Los Angeles Public Schools, who's on paid leave during a federal investigation, denies any wrongdoing and asks to be reinstated as head of the nation's second largest district. The FBI searched Alberto Carvalho's home. A court hearing for Cher's 49-year-old son, Elijah Allman, over charges he broke into a New Hampshire home this month, has been canceled. This is AP News. Documents show the UK's Keir Starmer was warned about appointing Peter Mandelson to a key US post.
Because of his relationship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, the concerns were raised in a document sent to Prime Minister Keir Starmer in December 2024 before he appointed Mandelson to the role, seen as vital to establish a good relationship with the administration of President Donald Trump. The documents also spelled out other reputational issues over Mandelson's work related to financial matters, including high-profile donors and his work at Global Council. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Stryker, a major U.S. medical equipment company, said a cyber attack disrupted its global networks. The Wall Street Journal reports the logo of Handala, a hacking group linked to Iran, has appeared on company login pages. Stryker says they have no indication of ransomware or malware and believe the incident is contained. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. It's a sale so nice, they do it twice a year. Save 50% site-wide on the world's best proteins, like legendary steaks, gourmet burgers, versatile chicken, pork, seafood, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code AUDIO when you shop omahasteaks.com today. Now is the time to save big on everything you need to serve up mouth-watering flavor, like USDA-certified tender steaks, perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland and delivered right to your door. With unrivaled quality and variety, every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop now at omahasteaks.com and save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.